Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa Melbourne, si Darren Espanto, naghahanda para sa kanyang nalalapit na concert sa Melbourne at sa Sydney. Magandang araw, Darren.
Hello po. Good afternoon. Ayan.
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you po for having me din.
Unang-unang napansin ko, ang galing-galing mo mag-Tagalog kahit lumaki ka sa Philippines, sa Canada, yeah. Kung nagkakamali.
Opo.
Bigyan mo naman tip yung mga mommy at daddy dito sa Australia. Paano nila turuan ang Tagalog mga anak nila?
Yung mga anak niyo po, just don't answer them, I guess, when they ask questions in English. Kasi ganun po yung mga magulang ko noon pag galing school. Di po nila ako kinakausap ng English, puro Tagalog. And also, watching a lot of Filipino programs help as well. So yung TFC po, yun po yung talagang isa ring nakatulong sa akin para ma-improve yung Tagalog ko po.
Ano yung paborito mong program nung lumalaki?
Ako po talaga ASAP. Yeah.
So mahilig ka talaga kumanta, bata ka pa.
Opo.
Namangha ako sa boses mo. Nag-voice lessons ka ba?
Ay, wow. Ay, hindi po. Sobrang ano lang, puro karaoke.
Sobrang mahilig lang kumanta yung mommy daddy mo. Kaya ka natuto.
Yeah.
Sino yung nagtulak sa'yo na sumali sa The Voice?
Actually, ako din po. Tsaka yung lola ko, nakita niya po yung commercial sa Pilipinas. Tapos sinabi niya ko kila mami dun sa Canada. And then, ever since nakita ko po yung The Voice Kids sa ibang bansa, I wish that there would be The Voice Kids in the Philippines kasi pinanood ko po yung season 1 din ng The Voice, yung kila Kuya Mitoy Yunting. I hope that there would be a kids version. So nung nagkaroon po, syempre hindi naman po biro yung pupuntang Pilipinas. Tapos di ko naman alam kung makakapasok ako. So I'm very happy that my parents are very supportive. And ayun po, I'm very thankful naman na nakapasok ako.
Mag-isa ka ba or may mga kapatid?
May kapatid po akong 7 years old na babae.
Yun. So, malaki yung gap ninyo.
Opo, 9 years. Opo,
so, talaga natutukan talaga yung mga gusto.
Opo. Kawawa nga si Linel. Linel po yung pangalan niya kasi mom would go with me here every 2 months. I mean, in the Philippines, she would go back and forth to see how I'm doing and then do some things din po yung mga meetings, ganun. Hindi niya natutukan masyado si Linel katulad ng ako nung bata ako, mas si daddy. Pero pag andun naman po sila, I'm happy naman kasi nabibigyan na din ni mami yung ng time si Linel. So, yun po.
Sino kasama mo sa Pilipinas?
Pag wala po sila, it would be my parents' brothers or sisters.
Mga tito-tita.
Opo, tsaka mga pinsan ko din po.
Masaya ba mamuhay ng maraming kamag-anak? Kasi okay sa Canada, medyo tahimik, di ba?
Opo, sobra. Pero pag may kailangan po ako, si mami din po yung pinupunta namin eh. Mami, ano yung susuot ko dito? Gan-ganun.
Ah, opo. So nag-FaceTime kayo?
Opo, pinipili niya kung ano yung damit. Sabi niya, merong mga ano, hindi mo pa nagagamit dun sa closet dito. Gan-ganun. Kasi syempre sa TV nakikita po nila pag inulit mo.
Oo nga, diba? Kailangan madami kang damit. So, anong feeling na ngayon nasa showbiz ka na? Naisip mo ba nung sumali ka ng The Voice Kids noong 2014 na magiging singer ka at magiging kilala ka na sa buong mundo?
Ako po, sobrang pangarap ko po to since bata pa po ako. And hindi ko po in-expect kasi hindi naman po ako yung nanalo. Pero I was very thankful na nabigyan po ako ng chance after The Voice Kids. And then, right now, I'm just very happy with what's going on in my career. Ayun po.
So, nung hindi mo narinig yung pangalan mo, anong feeling?
Syempre po, disappointed, tsaka malungkot. Pero ako naman po, I was happy for Laika. And ngayon, we're very close na din. Syempre kasi, lahat po kami, we joined The Voice and we all wanted to gain the title of The Voice Kids Grand Champion po. So, ayun.
Pero ngayon, champion ka na rin, di ba? Wow. Parang champion ka na rin dahil
thank you po.
Nakamit mo na yung pangarap mo na mag-artista, maging singer, at may album ka, kung di ka nagkakamali.
Opo. Ano po, I have 2 albums now. And the first one was released in 2015 po. And then, ka-release lang po nung second ko last year. And then, the deluxe edition came out this year with more songs. And I'm very happy po and I feel very blessed naman. Yun po.
Sino yung idol mo?
Idol ko
na
po.
Na singer. Na Pinoy.
na Pinoy. Ever since, role model ko po talaga yung naging coach ko, si Ate Sarah Jeronimo. And sobrang dami po eh, sila Sir Gary, sila Sir Martin. Sobrang hinahangaan ko po sila. And ang rami.
Ano yung feeling mo nung nakatabi mo na si Sarah Jeronimo at tinuturuan ka na niya?
Opo, sobrang hindi ko, parang
nanginip.
Opo, sobra. Tapos nung blinds po, nung umikot siya, sobrang saya ko po kasi parang natulala na lang ako na, oh my gosh, umikot siya para sa akin. Tas after The Voice, nung nakaka-duet ko na po siya, it was very surreal.
Anong ginagawa mo para maalagaan mo yung boses mo?
Ako po, well actually, ano ba, I try not to eat too many sweets or anything cold before the show. Pero ako po parang minsan pasaway po ako eh, so
ginagawa ko.
Pero I just have to drink a lot of water to bring the sweetness in my throat down para hindi po malagkit yung throat. And also, vocalize all the time before singing para hindi po ma-strain yung vocal cords. And also, parang yun naman po, just be careful with what you eat and drink.
Para lang school mo kasi nasa Philippines ka na ngayon.
Opo, I just finished grade 10 in the Philippines. And I'm moving on to grade 11.
So, nag-aaral ka?
So opo. Hindi naman siya homeschooled. I prefer going to the school more kasi sa homeschool po kasi PowerPoint siya. Wala kang mapagtatanungan.
Tsaka nakakatamad, no? Opo. Pag mag-isa ka lang.
Yeah. So, when I go to classes, I get to spend time with my classmates and I get to ask the teacher if I need help with
normal
questions.
Normal school?
Opo.
Marami bang nagpapapicture sa'yo sa school?
No first,
ikaw pa yung bida ng school play palagi.
Hindi naman. No first year ko po, nung grade 8, parang first week ko sa school, parang, si Darren Espanto nandito. Tapos parang after 1 month, parang okay.
Okay, opo.
Tsaka dun, international school po kasi, so yung iba, sabi nila, you know, if my friend didn't tell me that you were a celebrity here, I wouldn't even know who you are. So I was, ako naman po, parang,
yay.
Oh, medyo, I'm very happy kasi they make me feel like a normal student, a normal kid, and they're very flexible with my schedule. So pag may kailangan po akong habulin sa parang magtatapos na yung quarter, they help me with reviewing before the exam, mga ganun po.
Darren, ano yung awitin na changed your life forever?
I guess it would be my Blind Audition song, yung Domino po, kasi after that, it went viral po in the overnight. So many people liked it. I don't know.
Pwede mo ba kaming kantahan ng ilang lines?
Sige po. Who rock my world into the sunlight? Make this dream the best I've ever known. Dirty dancing in the moonlight. Take me down like I'm a domino. And every second is a highlight. When we touch, don't ever let me go. Dirty dancing in the moonlight. Take me down like I'm a domino.
Maraming salamat, Darren Espanto. Sa Melbourne,
thank you po.
Bukas.
Yes,
sa Melbourne,
po.
June 2?
June 2 po, Friday po yan. And I'll be at the Melbourne City Conference Center. And gates open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. And I hope to see you guys all there.
Sydney?
Yes po, sa Sydney naman, nandun po ako on June 3, which is Saturday, at the Club Marconi Auditorium, and gates open at 6 p.m. as well, and show starts at 7 p.m. And of course, you can buy the tickets in Melbourne and Sydney at the doors, and you can just come before the show and grab your tickets. So I hope to see you guys all there, and I'm very excited because it's my second time in both cities. So I'm excited to see everyone again. And to all the first-timers, I hope you bring your friends with you and we'll just have a good time.
Maraming salamat, Darren.
Maraming salamat po.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.